Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today, as per usual for the NFL season, is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son. Great to be here.
Well, good, good, good. We are now on our way to Championship Sunday after Divisional Sunday with, I would have to say, not a good game in any of the games.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, that first game, the Saints-Seahawks game, it was...
Well, it depends if you had the spread or not. I mean...
Probably, yeah.
Well, it was huge because, as Bill Parcells would say, don't take the foot out of football. There were two onside kicks.
Two onside kicks.
Successful.
Yes.
And they both led to busting the spread.
That's right. It was, yeah. I mean, from that was probably, if I had to pick the best game, that was the best game. Because the Colts-Pats game was a stinker after half.
Well, that was a fantastic story there, having scored 43 points. And Brady's offense had not one single touchdown throw.
They ran the ball. And I hear that Brady is two touchdowns away from either tying or breaking the all-time postseason touchdown passing mark, held by Montana at 45, followed by Favre at 44. So I think Brady's at 43.
Wow.
I think. So you got to figure he's going to throw a couple. On Sunday.
Well, from what I understand, Denver's defense ranked 27th against the pass.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if that is partially because they've been ahead a lot and teams are passing a lot to try to catch up.
Well, yeah, the same thing with, what was it, the Buccaneers? The Buccaneers had the last season, not this season, but last season, had the number one rushing defense in the league. That's because they got blown out, so all the teams would do was just run off tackle, basically. So, of course, they had a good run defense, you know, because their pass defense stunk. It was horrendous. So, it might be one of those where they're so far ahead that their defense, you know, does a lot of the bending. That one, it barely got interesting toward the end, but I think that's what everybody was kind of expecting. I mean,
when that cornerback went down, Chris Harris.
Chris Harris, yes.
And the score was 17-0, and then, boom, first touchdown thrown against Quentin Jammer, his replacement. And then that 49,
yes,
49 yarder, fourth and three, and Jammer said, "I thought they were just going to move the sticks," and the guy ran past me.
Yeah,
so I got to clean up some things.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, I think that I think what we were talking about, you know, I think that Denver. I mean, Denver was comfortably ahead.
Right.
So, you know, you loosen up the reins a little bit, and okay. I'm sure that, listen, this upcoming Sunday.
Manning had a pick in the end zone, which could have been seven. But, you know, you can do this in all games. Should have, would have, could have. But truth be told, Jammer is not a starter.
No. I mean, he used to be. He used to be very good, but like a lot of people in this league, you're just relegated to backup duty.
Well, 12 years in the league, you know, you might have lost a step.
Yeah, that takes a lot, especially with these younger guys coming in.
They dare not play
Bailey?
Champ Bailey.
You got to figure. I mean, if you
after could, last year's meltdown?
I don't
and
know.
His injuries?
It's
iffy.
It's definitely iffy. Don't get me wrong.
Because there's a lot of slot receivers for New England.
Yes.
They play a major role. I mean, Edelman's going to look into, will want to be in the same game as Welker. Is going to want to show that he's an adequate replacement.
Yeah.
Welker's going to want to show Belichick that he made a mistake by not signing him. A lot of games within the game.
Yeah. Absolutely. Before we get to that, though, the Niner-Panther game, which we were kind of looking forward to.
That was thuggery.
There you go.
So they break down discipline. And Harbaugh always defends his guys as if they never start anything. So, and then they reflect him.
Well, yes.
And so I'm going to see if the league offers a little huddle with the refs and try to put an end to this. Like the showboating.
I'm sure they like the showboating a little bit.
Fans like it?
Of course the fans like it. Right. You know, what fun we have left.
Let us enjoy.
Yes. They have to let us enjoy.
Okay.
They need to. So then that leads us up to this upcoming Sunday for the chance to come to Chili, East Rutherford, New Jersey. You got the Seahawks at home.
Last five games, they've averaged like less than 200 yards passing.
Yeah.
So I know Lynch has been carrying the rock and all
that. Yes, beast mode.
Yeah. So, you know, can that continue, or they got to open things up?
Well, I mean, these are two very good defenses. Okay. Now, Seattle's at home. I know San Francisco is getting 3.5.
Right.
These are both going to be fun games, and I'm kind of happy that this one is the one to end it, because this is the 6:30 game. This is the night game.
Which one is?
The San Francisco-Seattle game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Fox gets the final championship game on Sunday, and they get the
Super Bowl. More people will be available to watch, or if you're a football fan, you're watching.
I think
you're doing a little family stuff during the day, and that 6:30 start is my time.
You're doing the family stuff on Saturday.
Oh, that's it.
You do the family
it's
stuff.
It's championship.
On Sunday. It's championship Sunday.
Most championship games are better than the Super Bowl that follows.
You would have to assume. Thinking of the early '90s or early to mid '90s with the Niner Cowboy.
Sure.
NFC championship games.
Right.
You know, those went back and forth. I know Dallas won, I think, two of those. And then San Francisco came out on top of
that. Any Redskin action in that decade?
Well, yeah. So, that's the other thing about these championship games. You either know who's going to win, or it's right in between.
Then you throw those Vegas numbers in there, and it complicates things even further.
Yeah, it does. Could I see San Francisco covering? I don't know. That'd be hard. 4-point game.
Let's back it up a little bit, because we had Breeze covering but losing.
Yeah.
We had Rivers.
Yes.
Covering.
Yes.
But losing. Now we have Brady.
And they
covering
are
covering and winning. Do you see it? Covering and losing.
Well, New England's a 4.5 underdog.
Down from 6.5.
Roundabout. Yeah, so, well, the question is, which one will be more successful? The New England offense against the Denver defense, or the Denver offense against the New England defense?
And I'm thinking, who's going to be more successful? A guy who has a monkey, no, not a monkey on his back, a silverback gorilla.
Yes.
Or the guy that's got the Model Y.
Well, Tommy Tears, yeah. I don't know. You saw last week that, yeah, they can run the ball. So, you know, Brady doesn't need to throw the touchdowns. He can. However, this is not the offense of 07 with...
I think if Quentin Jammer's playing, well, he might be excited to throw the ball.
Sure. But, I mean, look...
Mismatches.
There are mismatches, yes. I'm also curious what the road will do to Tom Brady. Look, I understand that climate-wise and weather-wise and condition-wise, Denver is not that much different to Foxborough, Massachusetts.
It hasn't been that cold there. Really.
No, but the altitude could be very much an effect, because I know that can really drain some guys. But, the one thing Manning has in his favor while it was in Indianapolis in the Dome, his only win in the AFC Championship game against Brady was at home. So when Brady had to go on the road. Because all those years, Peyton was on the road in Foxborough.
Okay.
So to see how it works the other way. I would like Denver to win. I would like them to beat the spread as well.
And then you want them to win in the Super Bowl too?
I would like that. I think that'd be fun.
You're a Manning fan.
I am a Manning fan. I mean, I've always been a Manning fan.
I think 99% of the public is a Manning fan, and I guess I'm one of the 1%ers. It's not popular to be a 1%er in any way today.
No, no. I
mean, it's been in all the papers.
No, but not, you know, people give Brady...
Well, they're controlling to the league, the Manning family. I mean, yes. In a way. I mean, they decide, if Dad decides who's going to play where...
Yes.
They seem almost bigger than the game. And sometimes the mighties, you know, when little people like myself like to see them knocked down a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But how much is a little bit?
Yeah.
But, you know, because in the end, he's only going to
be... He's great for the game. He's a good citizen.
He's great for the... Yeah, he's a good citizen.
Yeah, I should apologize for this.
He is a good citizen. When you look at so many of the league and so many of the players and you go, what the heck is wrong with these people? They're just behave for a little bit and you'll be fine. So you have a guy like this doing the right thing, yeah. and he's getting criticized because
is he controlling?
Yeah, I suppose. But he's good for the game. He's fun. He's entertaining.
Yeah, you know. But is he Avis?
I don't know.
You know, and is Brady hurt? Sorry.
probably. Yeah, it goes.
Well, if you're a Jet fan,
well, yes. Look, I'm not. You know, I'm unapologetically biased against Brady, and rightfully so.
Right.
And against Belichick, and against New England, because
well, it's for a great mind and a great coach. It's sad that he has some of those
Spygate,
and yeah. Now he's talking about he wants to. Thinks it's a good idea to get rid of the extra point. Stop. Take the foot out of foot.
I just no.
What
no.
about moving the goalpost there?
No, that's not going to happen. What? No, bring up safety concerns again.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, so let's bring the goalpost onto the playing field where they can run into it.
No, but just move them, move the post to closer. So, you know, so it's not 18 feet anymore. Make it 9 feet.
No.
There's too many kidneys out there.
Stop
First them. Of all, I don't watch the extra point.
I know.
I go see what's going on in the kitchen.
Well, most, if you ask the only slightly knowledgeable fan, you ask them how much is a touchdown, or even a passing knowledge, how much is a touchdown, a lot of times they would say 7.
Right.
Because that's what, no, it's 6.
99.6% right. extra points go in.
Well, tell that to, what was it, the 08 Saints? 05, I forget what year it was. The Saints win, it was called the River City Relay. We watched this game. It was the ending. They were playing at Jacksonville. All the Saints had to do was win, and they're in. And it's the final play of the game. They're down by 7 points.
Right.
And it's a pass play. There's time's gone, and they start throwing the laterals all over, and they get a touchdown. And they line up for the extra point to tie it, and they miss it. John Carney misses the extra point, and that's the game. It's over. They lose 27-26.
What year was that?
Oh, gosh. I forget. 05, maybe?
Right.
Yeah, it's...
So I have to wait that much longer for this to happen again?
Well, I'm just saying that it might be a gimme, but, you know, the rule versus the exception. And that's the exception.
Well, the game's changing. It's not a mature game. Rules change every year.
Yeah.
You know. And styles of play change. I mean, there's no huddle. It's absolutely fantastic. We're watching some bowl games and teams that get off to most plays and a defense that can stand up and not get down in predictable positions. And it's really something else. It looks like, I guess, what you would call, can you say Chinese fire drill anymore? I mean, it's something like that.
It's just constantly moving.
Yeah, so it is
high kind of high exciting. Energy.
Yeah. It's like, where's Waldo?
Yes.
I mean, so.
It's constantly moving, yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. So, who wins?
Well, I'm liking San Francisco.
I'm tempted.
The last 5 games, I've not been seeing a lot of offense out of Seattle. I think they can be had. And Tom Brady, I don't think you'd make a lot of money betting against him. Uh-huh. In the playoffs, you'd probably have a better shot going against Peyton. But I think the better team and a more complete team probably is Denver.
Denver.
But I'm going to go with Brady.
I'm going to say, surprisingly, the Broncos.
Yeah, well,
surprisingly. And I'm going to say Seattle.
Yeah, okay. So you're going with the home teams.
Yes. What would make the best matchup in the Super Bowl? What's got the most storyline-rich Super Bowl?
Well, I think it's got to be Manning and 49ers.
Yeah. I would agree with you there.
And I'm thinking Brady and Seattle, not so much.
No. The only thing I can possibly think of is a couple seasons ago when they went up to Seattle and lost, and Richard Sherman went over to Brady after the game and rubbed him on the head, saying, it's okay, buddy.
Right.
You know, and there's a great picture of Sherman. Dude, he's smiling, and Brady just looks so upset. Right. Just.
Yeah. Well, that's life. But for those kind of paychecks, you can have a little disappointment.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? 3 rings, you have no reason to be upset. You
know? Right.
I, look, it's just the way it is.
Now, what about baseball here with A-Rod? That's big news.
Yeah, 162 games. He's suspended, including playoffs, without pay. So that's $25 million off the books.
Never
the
failed
Yankees.
One drug test, nevertheless two.
No, he's never failed. And the one that he's named as having failed, that they did...
Secretly,
totally anonymous. 20 guys failed. His was the only name that came out.
Right.
It's amazing that that A-Rod is being made sympathetic.
Not by me.
No, but in general, because of how hard Selig is pushing this.
Well, I mean, he does have to close this era out. You had a White
and
Sox
I understand.
Scandal. You have all these baseball and history of this stuff.
Yes.
And eventually somebody comes in and just slams the lid down on
yes.
him. And, you know, this is an easy guy to attack. This is a guy who has years
yes.
of, you know, the evidence. You know,
yes.
It didn't happen just over the
no.
weekend.
No, it didn't. No.
Yeah. So,
no.
You know, there's emails, there's texts, there's
yes.
things, there's all kinds of stuff.
Right, and all the...
And both sides paid for information. And
yes. No, it's not clean, whether the drug taking, the play on the field,
yeah.
and the stuff behind the scenes,
well,
it's not clean.
Well, what interests me, too, is that everything he allegedly took is something his body produces.
Yeah.
So he wasn't on speed, or he
no.
wasn't on...
Greenies
or any, you know, stuff like that.
No,
so it's, you know, that interests me, and you know, the purity of this sport, you know,
that you know,
it's ridiculous.
This wasn't Jose Canseco with the huge biceps. This wasn't
big netted bonds.
Yeah, or even in football, Lyle Elizondo,
you know,
when he triple stacked steroids.
When Bonds left baseball, I mean, his on slugging percentage it was amazing. Right?
Otherworldly.
Nobody picked him up. So I think that's what's going to happen with A-Rod.
Yeah. Well, by the time he comes back, he's going to be 40, I think.
Right.
41.
Now he's going to sue the Players Association, the union. He's going to, you know, he's suing everybody. Right.
Yeah, he wants to, the next step is to get a federal injunction
right.
for him to play and get paid until a
yeah.
higher court decides.
But he's going to get some pay because from what I understand, you get more than 162 games pay because you do get preseason type stuff. Or I forget, it was 180-something games, whatever. So he's going to get some money.
Yeah, he'll get some money,
you know,
but the large portion,
no, I understand,
yeah.
yeah.
The part that really helps the Yankees out, where they can
right.
get underneath,
$25 million.
Where they can get underneath the, it's not a salary cap,
well,
it's a luxury tax.
He trashed the team. He trashed the doctor, the team doctor. I mean, he's not a likable guy.
No, he's very much an egomaniac. He sees himself as. I mean, this is a guy who in his bedroom has a painting of him as a Minotaur.
Right,
you know, where it's him with the body of a
right cuckoo.
Yeah, I know. I'm not disagreeing with you. And he's taking photo shoots of him lifting weights right up to the mirror, kissing the mirror of himself. No, this is not humble. This is not a man. Humble does
right,
not
right.
happen in his word.
Well, from what I understand,
his vocabulary.
He's grossed over $400 million in baseball.
Sure,
that means salary, right? That doesn't mean endorsements.
It could
because he had a $250 million contract with Texas.
Yeah, $252 million.
Yeah.
So he probably that was baseball play in to begin with. Yes.
Well, with that kind of money, you might think you're somebody you're not.
Yeah. No, I agree. Again, this is not a guy who's humble. This is not a guy who is apologetic. So.
Right.
So we'll
so
see.
And he won't leave the stage.
No. 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 That's very difficult for him. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him.
Yankees will get that Japanese pitcher?
No.
They won't?
No, I don't think so.
What do you think they'll do with that $25 million?
I think they're going to save that.
Really?
Yes. The whole thing is to get under the luxury tax. Because
okay.
every year you're over the luxury tax, you have to pay a certain percent. You have to pay, and every year you're over, it goes up, I forget how many increments.
But what happened to winning?
Huh?
I mean, the Yankee way, the George Steinbrenner way. Now his son is going to be a business manager and put profit ahead of winning?
Yeah, because that's what... he had two sons. One was Hank. He's the one who you see and hear from. He's trying to be his dad. The other one's Hal in the back going, look, this money, this is way too much. They've been over the luxury tax so much, they have to pay something like, I think it's up to like 50% of whatever. I don't know how the penalties work, but it increases every year to the point where it's getting pretty much equaling what they're spending on a payroll.
Yeah, but if they have a TV station.
Yes, money is right. Money's coming in, and people are going to go to these games, and people are going to buy the hats.
Tire of winning. Who knew that? It happens. Well, the wheel turns. Toronto will be better this year.
That'd be nice.
They got bankroll.
If anything, well, also they're the only team in Canada, so they have all of Canada. There's no more.
There's only 30 million people in Canada.
Right, I know, but that's a lot of money up there still. I mean, these people still work, you know. So just imagine a city, a giant city with 30 million people in it. There's no city in the United States with 30 million people.
No.
The closest thing would be Mexico City has 28 million. So just imagine a city, Canada, the city of Canada, all of it. All those, you have one national baseball team, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Right.
So that's where your allegiance is going to go, and that's where your money is going to go, okay, in whatever form. So it'll be interesting. So look forward to a fun, hopefully a competitive championship Sunday.
Well, this is the way it should be. You got the two best divisions.
Yes.
AFC, NFC.
And NFC, yep.
West.
Yes.
Right? Three came out of the AFC West. Two came out of the NFC West.
And almost a third.
The only invader, almost a third. Arizona.
Arizona was 10 and 6.
Good point.
And the only invader is those Patriots.
Pesky. Patriots. But they've lost a lot on defense.
Absolutely.
So Brady gets some kind of medal for doing the most with the least, I would imagine.
Probably. But, you know, what would be nice?
Now what about the running back?
Who?
LeGarrette
Blount?
Yeah, from Oregon.
Yes.
Wasn't he suspended out there?
Yeah, he punched the player. Yeah.
The opposing player.
Yeah, we talked about that once, yeah. Yeah, so if he can keep it up. I mean, but New England has always done that with spare parts. Kevin Falk, for how long was he?
Sure.
A usable piece.
Anybody can run the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, and old Corey Dillon did it.
That's true.
So anybody can do it for them. It's just it's plugging people in. That's how their offense works. So, Caldwell, the coach of the Lions.
Right.
Wisenhunt, the coach of the Titans. And then we're still waiting on Minnesota and Cleveland. So Wisenhunt.
Well, who's built to win right now?
The Lions.
What about this quarterback, Stafford? I mean, I don't like his throwing motion. Like, it seems like the sidearm, three-quarter motion. There's something wrong with that. You can't change that, can you?
No. No. But why would you change it? Because this is a 4,000.
The ball
this is a year
out of his hand.
He averages 4,000 yards, passing yards a year. Why would you change that? And it's not like he's missing Calvin Johnson overthrowing him or getting he's tossing. So why would you change it? Yeah, if he could, in a perfect world, if he had a better throwing motion, sure. But, you know, think about all the pitchers in Major League Baseball, who had weird windups. Valenzuela. But how successful was he?
Oh, fantastic. He didn't look the part.
How about Marichal with that windup?
Oh, that was just too much. That kick?
Sure. Hideo Nomo? All the way back. And,
right.
I mean, Louis Tiant. And these were successful major leaguers to one degree or another, but they still stuck around for a while.
Sure.
And some of them are in the Hall of Fame. Some lasted quite a while. So it's not how you get the ball there. True. It's what happens when the ball is there.
Now, so you're saying looks don't matter. But that brings me to Rob Ryan. Like, if that guy got a haircut, could he get a job? I mean, as a head coach?
Well,
I mean, his twin brother, I mean, got his teeth fixed, got a haircut.
Rex.
No, I'm just saying.
I know.
He gets a lot of TV time with this look, you know, like a madman.
Yes.
But unless you're a genius, so who's hiring you for a head? I mean, you're like a CEO. You're like a face of an organization. Would you advise him to... look more Joe College, or do you like the wildness of the? Looks like a wrestler.
You well, yes, he wrestler. Does. He does a little Kevin Nash action.
So you think youth would go for that? Where older people want cleaner cut.
I think so. Yeah, but also that if you're the head coach, yes, because you got to toe the company line.
I know his role now, but I'm saying, well, if he wants to be promoted, can he be promoted looking like that?
No, he would have to get. He would have to cut and shave and do all the stuff that Rex is doing. It's kind of like in the military. The lieutenant's the clean cut, the one who's got to follow the orders. The sergeant is the one who can get his hands dirty and get the recruits okay. going. So in football, it's the same. The defensive coordinator, if he's
so it's still corporate.
Man. Yeah, of course. But you know what? He's not the one who's doing interviews. He's not the one who's coach. You could call him coach.
But I mean, we can think of other people as famous because of their hair.
Yes.
I mean, Marge Simpson.
Yes, that would be one, of course. John Kruk, I would have to say.
Kruk.
I mean, Randy Johnson, in just baseball in general.
What about the souffle on the Donald?
There you go. There's another famous hairstyle.
I guess the most famous would be what? Phyllis Diller? No.
No.
No. Would be Don King.
Don King. Very big one. Sure. That's a big one. Yeah, I'd have to say so.
So Here's Rob Ryan's one. Getting there.
Yeah. We'll see what he does. All right, Dad. Well, thank you very much for joining me.
That's been fun, son.
Well,
been
wonderful. Fun. Thank you very much. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Everyman Sports in the iTunes store. You can come to our website at everymansports.podbean.com. You can email me with any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, or anything else you'd like to say at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take care.